This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hopes for congressional help on Puerto Rico's debt crisis seem to be fading. The territory is likely to default on a $422 million payment at the end of this week. Another $2 billion is due in July. Congress is considering a bill that would restructure the Puerto Rican debt, but probably not in time for those deadlines. And there are some worries growing that the predicament's going to spread beyond the island and upset the municipal bond market on the mainland. Marketplace's Andy Euler, just back from a reporting trip to Puerto Rico, has that one.
Puerto Rico is in this jam partly because of an action Congress did take 30 years ago. And it did that, why? Kent Hughes is a public policy fellow with the Wilson Center.
I don't know why that was done, why it was found attractive. Maybe it was a kind of trade-off for getting the extensive federal incentives for companies to locate there. I don't see any public policy reason why that would be done.
Hughes isn't alone. I haven't met any Puerto Rico scholar who can tell me why Congress did this. Because if the territory could file for bankruptcy, it would have already done so, and a judge would be figuring out an orderly way for creditors to get paid. If Puerto Rico does default, there's concern among bondholders that it will shake up the entire municipal bond market at large. John McDermott is a fixed income specialist with Stover Glass on Wall Street. He says at issue are general obligation bonds, which are constitutionally backed by the island.
Bondholders at general obligations generally get paid 100 cents on the dollar. They're way ahead of the other creditors. However, Puerto Rico was trying to redefine that status.
Puerto Rico isn't a state, so it's arguing its restructuring wouldn't apply on the mainland. The island also says it will now have to shut down public services to make debt payments, because the Constitution says it has to pay creditors before it does anything else. Again, Kent Hughes.
Would you really picture any state making that kind of offer and saying, well, we're just going to turn off the power to the hospitals and good luck to the patients, but we've got to pay those bondholders first?
That may sound crazy, but it's not out of the question. The island has already closed more than 150 schools and laid off thousands of government employees, and it still can't make those interest payments. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.